your head coach for the Shore Gals at Avon Lake, if you could you give Rocco and I a little bit about your background, where you've been, and how you became the head coach for the Shore Gals?
Yeah, so I have. I was previously at Westlake. I was about 4 or 5 years on the boys' side, and now spent the last 4 years on the girls' side at Westlake. Coached under Karen Swanson-Hond and then Corey Rojek the last few years. Avon Lake job opened up. I was fairly familiar with most of the girls. It was a great opportunity and was thrilled to get the opportunity this May to take over the program.
So taking it over in May, I'm sure it's been kind of a whirlwind. What have you done from May to try to get you ready for the opener?
Yeah, it all started as a whirlwind in terms of I got married on a Saturday, and on Tuesday on my honeymoon, I got the job. So
wow.
It made the honeymoon even better. So everything, we had a really busy June, and we played locally in a few different just open gyms at our place. And then from there, went and played, I think, 4 different days down at Cedar Point in different showcase events there. Then July, the girls were a little lighter, did more skill stuff, and then really got back into a ton of stuff once we were starting in September after taking August off. September and October was good. Just finished our first couple scrimmages in the last week, too.
Well, I must say, Coach, my honeymoon is next week, and I can't say I'm gunning for any jobs right now. Don't worry, Rob. Don't worry, Jared.
I was going to say, is there going to be breaking news?
I don't think I could one-up that. That is awesome. That is awesome. So you've had a little bit of time now. Like you said, you've kind of been all over the place, it seems like, just getting different work in and different scrimmages and things. It's just kind of, you know, your early thoughts on what the girls have been showing you so far.
Yeah, they've done a really good job. We have 13 girls on the varsity roster, and I've been telling everybody, including them, the hardest thing that they're doing is figuring out who's going to play, because everybody believes that they're good enough to play, and they've demonstrated it over the last 4 or 5 months. So it's really getting to the point where we're starting to narrow things down, but the girls are making it hard because they're all playing so hard, so unselfishly, so well, for the most part. So it's been a fun start, though.
Is it a dynamic at all to consider when, you know, first-year head coach, the girls returning from last year, maybe they kind of have a preconceived notion of, okay, these are the girls that have played before, maybe this is who we're expecting to start. Do you think there's some of that coming into effect where, hey, new head coach, we all have a chance to maybe prove ourselves, step up, and take that next step as a player?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. There were five starters returning, but we made it pretty clear from day one that there's no starters returning in terms of everything's a competition, and I think we may end up starting some different kids this year because of how kids have improved and progressed and shown what they've done. They've worked so hard at it, and really every single player has done a great job of working hard to get better in the off season and during the year.
Again, we are at Hoop Tech. This is the Hoop Tech Coaches Preview Show. It's presented by First Source Title Agency, and Paul Apple's with us, his first-year head coach at Avon Lake. And Coach, sometimes when you take over a program and you inherit a program, you know, let's just be honest, it's because they've struggled. That's not the case for you. How much easier does that make it, being in your first year, that you've taken over a program that has done pretty darn well over the years?
Exactly. Dave did a great job previously. In some ways, it would be easier if I watched a film last year and said, man, he really screwed it up. But he did a good job, and he did a good job winning a district 5 years ago, a program that has consistently done really well in the SWC. It's not taking over a program that is expected. The kids don't expect to lose. They come out to games expecting to win. They've been really successful at the 7th, 8th grade, freshman, JV levels. There has not been a huge mentality change because the girls still do expect to win every night, which is a big bonus for everything.
Paul, if you could you give us some of your philosophies, offensively, defensively? How do you want to play? What do you have, a certain style, or do you look at it and go, I've got to look at what I have and maybe adapt to them? How do you approach that when you're in your first year?
Yeah, I think 100%, it's high school basketball. There's no recruiting, so we have who we have, and we got to adjust to what we have. Right now, with all the kids we have, we're trying to play really fast, getting up and down the court quickly, playing a lot of different five-out stuff, giving we demand a lot at the defensive end, and we plan to make it really hard for people to score on us with a man-to-man base with that, and then give them a lot of freedom at the offensive end, give them the ability to get out and transition and do all the things that they can. We have a lot of talented scorers. We don't have one person who we're going to rely on to score 20, 25 points a game, but I think through the course of the year, we'll have 5 to 8 different kids who end up being on our leading scorer on a different night.
Can that make things tough at all from an offensive standpoint, not really having that one go-to girl necessarily? So, like you said, sometimes it could come from this girl, sometimes it could come from that girl. Does that make things tougher at all to get things going consistently offensively?
Yeah, I think it's a positive and a negative at times. It makes us maybe a little harder to scout in terms of trying to take one person away. And we have had a couple kids who have stepped up into that role because at a certain point you do need a dominant, dynamic personality and person that believes that they're the best player on the floor. But again, it would be tougher if it was an issue because we didn't believe that had kids who could score. It's more of a thing that we have that many good players and we're confident in them.
Who are some of the top players you expect to be on the roster this season?
Yeah, I think our leading returning scorers are Marissa Summerfield, a junior, Bryn Bondar, a senior, and Courtney Borland, a senior, and Claire Springer, a junior. Those are just four who made pretty big impacts last year. And then, you know, have three other seniors who have done a really good job this offseason getting better, a strong junior group, and then three sophomores who Izzy Palenko made a contribution last year, mm-hmm. along with Olivia Tobin and Bree Jones did a good job, and have freshman Olivia Miller up with us on varsity right now. Who's had a strong start to her season as well.
Paul, what do you think the strengths of this year's team might be?
Yeah, I think we're going to be tough defensively. That's the biggest thing is we are going to make it hard on people to score. We're going to make it hard on the other team's top players to make every night difficult for them. And that's something being in the SWC. It's going to be tough every single night, and we won't really want to make it tough at that end. Because shots will come and go at the offensive end, but we want to make it real hard defensively.
How do you see the league this year?
It is really good. I was thinking about it today. There's probably five, six Division I girls in the Southwestern Conference, and I don't know when the last time that was the case. Obviously, Midview's returned a lot of talent. Olmsted Falls has won a lot, and with those couple of players as seniors who aren't used to losing in this league. But everybody's strong. North Ridgeville, Berea, Avon, Amherst is returning a lot of good players, and Elyria is always tough. So it's going to be a very competitive league.
Who do you guys open up with on the schedule?
So we start with Lorain on Saturday, November 18th.
Awesome. Yeah. Good deal.
Well, Paul, we really appreciate you taking the time. Great to meet you. We look forward to having you. The Shore Gals we've got on the schedule with Midview as they come to your place on Saturday, January 28th. We've got you on February 4th as well, but we'll be looking forward to seeing you and the Shore Gals play this season.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. Coach. Make sure you stay and get the Romeo's Pizza up there. We want to thank Romeo's Pizza for helping us out here, hooking up the coach.